It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
And a good Friday evening to you. We've got high school basketball coming your way. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are at Scott High School in Taylor Mill, Kentucky, here on this holiday. Did you have a good Groundhog Day, Bobby?
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Absolutely.
Didn't eat any groundhog, did you?
We call it sausage dreams. No, didn't eat any groundhog, right. But saw some sun.
Yeah.
Saw a few golfers on the links.
Sure.
And spring is near.
Hey, need to celebrate. Got Groundhog Day, no doubt. Well, it's a festive atmosphere here at Scott High School. A lot going on. We've got high school basketball. The Scott High School team comes in here. The Eagles, they are 11-11 on the season. Now, they've had back-to-back losing seasons, so they're wanting to finish strong. They're at 11-11 right now. They're also pretty much the same in their as far as region and district play. They're 2-1. In the region, they're 4-4, so they want to finish strong, but it's not going to be easy for Scott High. They've got GRC tonight. They got Ryle, Dixie Heights, Simon Kent, Covington, Holy Cross. Anyway, Cooper. But this is senior night, Bobby, and there are five seniors and a senior manager. They all met at midcourt. They've got good size. Scott does. They've got a front line, 6'5", 6'4", 6'3", and they can play.
Right, averaging 13, 12 and a half, and 12 points respectively, scoring 66 points a game, giving up 61. So they do have an edge as far as, even though their record is even, they do get up and down the court.
They come into this game, as Bobby and I have mentioned, 11-11. They have dropped two in a row. Prior to that, they were on a three-game winning streak in which they picked up a couple of wins over district opponents, then dropped a game to Campbell County, and then lost by four their last game out on Tuesday against Connor High School. We're up here at Taylor Mill, Kentucky. That's in Kenton County. There are three high schools in Kenton County, Dixie Heights, Simon Kenton, and this high school campus, Scott High School. Scott is on 78 acres of land. Bobby, they've got a lot of development here. They're putting in a new gymnasium, a new theater, and the aquatic center is shared by all three of those high schools, and they've got some state meets.
Right. Regional meet this evening as we speak, and then next week or shortly thereafter, they're going to have the first round of the state up here. A truly beautiful facility. The facility we're in here is new relative. It's actually been expanded since the last time we were up here. And the floor looks great. The lighting looks great. Got more room for spectators and just a school on the moon.
Yeah, it is. It looks to be on the rise. It was opened in 1978, a 20-1 student to teacher ratio, and that kind of gets you where it's at. They're ranked 130th in the state as far as public high schools, advanced prep classes. They have participation at 22%. So it's a good school up here, one of three that's in Kenton County, but they haven't beaten GRC since these two head coaches have taken over the helm at their respective school. Head coach Josh Cook, of course, he's defeated a lot of teams. He's 4-0 against Scott High School. Coach Frohmeyer, that coaches the Scott High School Eagles, naturally 0-4, as I mentioned, against GRC, if you just flip the numbers there. But the last time that GRC, the win, last Scott High School win, was back in 2015 on December the 5th. It was a 100-98 overtime win at R.D. Campbell. That was putting some points on the board, wasn't it?
Yeah, they both liked to run and both had good athletic squads at that time. And yet you wonder if they were strong defensively.
Sure.
And you might really wonder about
that.
Yeah,
with all that scoring. Clark beat Scott last year at home. It was a 29-point win for GRC. Scott was 14-19 last year. They were the district runner-up. They went out in the opening round of the region. Harrison County put them out 48-35. But, again, new year, teams at 11-11. We've got them on senior night. Cardinals are here. Look to be in pretty good shape. J.P. Gaines, Rashawn Hampton, team captains met at midcourt. And, again, they were outnumbered with five seniors and a senior manager. 8 minutes away from tip-off, Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll have more pregame. We'll look at GRC when we come back right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
GRC Cardinal Boys Basketball comes in here to Scott High School, playing a road game up here, a 10th region opponent. Scott High School with an 11-11 record. Their district comprised of Calvary Christian, Campbell County in the district, along with Scott, and I'm forgetting one, Bobby. Who is the other one? Calvary Christian, Scott, and they're in this 37th district, and Bishop Rosser, that's the other one. Yes. It escaped me there for a moment. They're 11-11. Cardinals right now 21-1 on the season. GRC has an 11-game winning streak going. And the Cardinals, they won big over Paris the other night. Shot 52% from the floor, but Bobby, they shot 22% from three-point range and made 3 of 17 at the foul line. Coach Cook admittedly said his team was a little fatigued. So we're playing another game, with a one day's rest.
Right. Well, they played Tuesday night, had a nice encounter. They came right back Wednesday. And so with this day of rest, perhaps these guys will be a little bit more focused. But he told us the other night that, hey, they're tired.
Yeah.
They're tired, and yet they did take care of a Paris team that had really given them grief earlier in January, and wound up getting up to as much as a 22-point lead in that game, We're up 16 at the half. Never let the margin drop below 15, and won by the same margin they had at intermission. 16, a relatively comfortable win, and yet they weren't as sharp as they
sure.
could be.
Yeah, and the Cardinals put four players in double figures. Of the guys that scored, Breland Morrison, 16.6 rebounds. J.P. Gaines had 14.6 rebounds. Montez Gay, 14.6 rebounds. Coach Cook's getting really good, solid play from the front line. He was a little guard heavy in some games prior. We asked Coach Cook about it. What was his answer? He made an adjustment in the game. He started having his bigs bring the ball up the floor and run some inverted posts, so they got to handle it. So GRC and Coach Cook, not afraid to change it up. If you're gonna put some wrinkles in, right now's the time to do it.
Oh, there's no question about that. And he did the same thing defensively in the second half against Montgomery County when they were making a
sure.
pretty strong run at GRC, but putting the bigs up top sort of turned the tables in that game as well.
Last night there were some games played on a Thursday, a rare Thursday night, down there where our good buddy Neil Howard Bell County beat Middlesboro by 2, 62-60. Breathitt County overtime win over Powell. This is a DuPont Manual, lost by 20. Team, top 25 team. Cooper won. So Odlum County beat North Odlum by 2, 66-64. So some close games and some rival matchups. GRC comes in here again, riding an 11-game winning streak, and they take on Scott and Coach Cook. He's got a 4-0 record against Scott High School. Again, let me remind you, Scott High School, again, Coach Frohmeyer, he's in his seventh season. His overall record, 98 wins, 115 losses. They've had five district runner-up titles, one 10th region title. That was Coach Frohmeyer's first year in 2017. He won the region. Went all the way to the state Final Four, Bob, lost by one to Bowling Green, who blew him out after that.
Yeah, that was just one of those years where
he had a good club. He walked into a good situation.
Oh, he did, and once you are at the pinnacle, it's hard to stay there.
Yeah, and we called that game. Boy, they really gave GRC back, I think, maybe first or second year that I was ever broadcasting,
yeah.
Overtime game at Mason County in the second round of the region.
Right, and the Cards had everything they wanted and more
yeah.
that night.
Sure did, and had a very strong team as well. Well, the band's here. The cheerleaders are here. It's senior night at Scott High School. Crowd still filtering in. We've got some GRC fans. We want you to stay with us back at home. Bobby and I will take our final break. When we come back, we're going to have starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all right here on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
George Rogers Clark, Cardinal basketball boys action tonight, taking on Scott High School. Got a Eagles, the name of the Scott team. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters. Basketball action.
Thank you, people, the Cardinals of George Rogers Clark High School. Win tonight's game with a record of 21 wins and one loss. Their opponent will be your Eagles of Scott High School. Win tonight's game with a record of 10 wins and 10 losses. Now let's see the starting lineup for tonight's game. First for the George Rogers Clark Cardinals, who are the visiting team on the scoreboard and wearing their black uniforms. At forward, a 6'2" senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. At forward, a 6'4" freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At guard, a 5'10" sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At guard, a 6'2" senior, number 3, Rashawn Hampton. And at guard, a 6'4" senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Head coach of the Cardinals is Josh Cook, assisted by Joseph Gomes, Taylor Howard, Dylan James, and Ryan Whitaker. And now let's meet the starting lineup for your blue and silver pride of Scott High. Your Eagles will be the home team on the scoreboard and wearing their white uniform. At forward, a 6'4" senior, number 12, Connor Griffin. At forward, a 6'5" senior, number 10, Zarek Asanas. At center, a 6'4" senior, number 32, Carter Eaton. At guard, a 6'1" senior, number 20, John Evans. And a running mate, a 6'1" senior, number 3, Dylan Giffen. Head coach for Eagles is Steve Frohmeyer. He's assisted by Jeremy Ziegler, Chris Stapleton, Kevin Jean. Here's the tonight's contest are Mr. Drew Randall, Wallace Brooks, and Scott Allison.
There's your starters for the game. Scott High School, again, a refurbished gym here. And they've added a... some seats and all. They've expanded the size, but on senior night, I mean, there's seats, but it's still pretty crowded.
Well, I got a great crowd down below us here as we're up on the second tier looking down. Five seniors starting for the home team Eagles.
White uniforms for the Scott Eagles, trimmed in blue, GRC in the black and red, and the Cardinals control the tip moving from left to right and starting off with a zone, and they throw it down on the right side of the lane. Montez Gay has it off to Morrison. A little give and go. Gay got it, put it up and in. He was impeded by Sarkatanis, but got that bucket in.
Got it in there. A nice pass from Braylon to the low block for the Deuce and the first score.
Scott looking at a man-to-man by GRC. Skip pass over. Shot from three. Partially blocked by Rashawn Hampton. Going the other way with it. Malachi Ashford. Crossover dribble. Right of the lane. Got to the blocks. Threw on the brakes. But they said he slid his feet. In a little look of disbelief, they call a turnover there.
Maybe the floor is slick.
Yeah, evidently it's new. Pressure by GRC in the full court variety. They throw it all the way down the baseline. Giffen got it. He circles back out on the dribble straight away. Sarah Casanas. Sarah Casanas goes over with a right wing shot on a three there by Giffen. That's missed. Rebound cleared by Montez Gay. All the way in the front court, he throws a two-hand pass to Hampton. Straight away to Ashford. Left side, they go to Gay. Return it. And in the passing lanes with a steal that got the crowd excited, and finishing at the rim, that was John Evans.
Yeah, just a mistake from the wing, a lazy pass out front, and he was right there to nail it to tie the score.
High ball screen, trying to rub off of it. GRC going with a pick and pop. Breland Morrison's got it. Coming out of the zone, going man-to-man now. Morrison, 15-foot jumper. Missed it. Rebound claimed there by the 6'5", Carter Eaton. Eaton over to Sarah Katsanis. He throws a pass, and Gaines returns the favor with a steal. Jumped the passing lane, got it at the rim with a fast break.
Well, as you say, return the favor. Pilfer to Pilfer, cards back up two.
We played 2 minutes. Malachi Ashford with a steal. He couldn't finish, but the cards with number, Breland Morrison put it in.
All of a sudden, cards quickly with that defense before midcourt up 6-2.
Turnovers even at two each. Cards still keep pressure on. Sarah Katsanis, leading scorer at 6-4. They go to the front court with him. Left side, they skip it over, trying to make his move. Dylan Giffen. Rashawn Hampton cut him off. Go right side, hand it off. Sarah Katsanis bluffs a three. Driving in, shot contested in the paint by Gay. Off the mark, here comes Ashford. Left side to Breland Morrison at the rim. Finger roll, didn't go. Rebound cleared by Griffin. Griffin over there, it'll pass on an outlet to Giffen. Giffen, right side, Connor has it. They try to post up. Eaton down on the blocks. Gaines with a double down, can't do it, throw it out. Hanging, shooting, and they're going to call a foul as attacking the basket was Connor Giffen. They got a couple of Giffens in here. And he was cut off with a double team, but they put the foul on GRC. Looking for the identification, didn't get it. Cards with one foul, and at the free throw line, Giffen puts it in. 6-3 now.
Yeah, they never really gave us the number of who the foul was on, so we can't report that.
Both free throws put in as we played almost 3 minutes. GRC with the ball and up two. Ashford in the front court. Top of the key, picked up the dribble. Backdoor cut, tried to time it, turned it over. Griffin, left side, Connor, spot up three. That won't go. Crashing the boards. Gay wipes the glass. Hands it off to Breland Morrison in a hurry. Morrison crosses over, gets in the paint. Leaner rolled off the rim. Sarah Katsanis clears it for Scott.
Two good drives to the basket by Morrison. Neither has fallen.
Finger roll on both occasions. High post pass, trying to put his shot up and in is Giffen, and we're tied at six.
At the 4:34 mark of the first, nice ball movement and a good result.
Scott out of that zone. They played at the first possession. Rashawn Hampton, step back three, right of the circle, missed that one. Cards kept it alive. Gaines offensive board, floater by Hampton, not at the rim. Carter got the rebound, going the other way with it. Scott High, Eagles at the rim for the lead, put it in.
Did a nice job of avoiding the defense and took it all the way.
Ashford the other way, passes it in the front court. They go to Morrison. Morrison back to Ashford. Long three, shooting for the lead. Shot it flat, hit the front of the rim. Scott High with the rebound. Giffen throws it baseline. Connor has it left side. They post up Eaton on the blocks. Gay shoves him out. He's out of the paint now. They keep it on the left side of the floor with a pass over there. Coming off the screen, Evans, Ashford all over him. High bounce pass over there to Connor Giffen at 6'3". Hands it off to Dylan Giffen. Dylan Giffen, ball fake, got Gaines airboard. JP didn't bite. He didn't lean and foul. They go in the paint. Gaines playing very tight. A lot of dribbling. Shot forced up and in. A lot of posturing and dribbling, but winning that battle was Connor Giffen. Gaines all over him.
Yeah, they've done a nice job of converting, whereas the cards have failed to convert right at the rim.
GRC was up four. Now they trail by four with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Hook around pass to Rashawn Hampton in a hurry. Floater at the rim. Got the roll.
That time that one stayed in the basket.
GRC, they got to score in order to set the press, and they do. Scott breaks it. Double team, in trouble. Giffen, skip it out to Evans. Throw it right side. This is Dylan Giffen deep in the corner. Straight away to Evans. Cards going man-to-man. Gaines got his second steal. Tips it over to Ashford. Lead pass. Morrison across the lane. Rashawn Hampton put it in.
That pilfer at the foul line extended led to the deuce. And the tie score here.
We've got a little over 2.5 minutes to play in this opening quarter, tied at 10 each, back after this brief 30-second break.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Game tied 10-10. It'll be Scott High School with a basketball. They need to bring it the length of the floor. Eli Craig is checked in. He replaces Breland Morrison. Also in the game, looks as if Scott High School has brought Kamen Coleman in the game. Coleman's got it out on top. Throws a high post pass. Eaton Carter hands it off. Gets it right back from Sarah Katanis. Back out between the circle, Sarah Katanis, and he brings Montez Gay with him. Two guys about the same size. Over to Coleman, fresh off the bench. His three-point shot, he missed everything. Going the other way, Rashawn Hampton with the rebound and missed. They don't stop the ball. He drives all the way down, got to the baseline, ended up in the cheer section, and the official will report the foul on Scott.
I'd say Connor Griffin got that one.
It will be a new player coming in, and the tallest guy on the team, Austin Huelsman, at 6'6". He checks in for Scott. Lob pass out. Rashawn Hampton has it. Huelsman picks him up. Rashawn hands it off to Malachi Ashford, and a game tied at 10, inside of 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter, and the clock rolling. Ashford driving right side, threw a double team, throws up a fadeaway from 15 and hit it.
Boy, acrobatic, under control, and the Cards retake the lead to 6 straight.
5 different Cardinals have scored in this game. Ball fake, driving in, shot put up off the dribble drive, not there. Rashawn Hampton with his 3rd rebound, down the middle of the floor, pulls up top of the key, brings the defense with him. Over to Eli Craig, his 1st touch of the ball. Left wing pass to Montez Gay. Goes straight away now with it to Ashford. They screen down and look for Hampton to come off that baseline cut. But instead, it's J.P. Gaines with a ball fake. He's at the foul line. There's Rashawn going back door. Gaines, ball fake, leans in, missed it. Hampton rebounded, put it up, had it blocked, and they're going to say jump ball. Possession will stay. They're going to give it to Scott High.
Nice job. He got it back after the tie-up and put it in, but the call had been made.
And I'm telling you, I thought this team could give a game, and it's very early. It's a minute to go. Game with GRC with the 2-point lead. Low travel, didn't call it, right in front of Gaines. Crossover dribble, Sarah Katanis back out to Lowe, who's checked in. He is a specimen. 6'2", 6'3", looks to be 200 pounds. He's stocky built. They go out on top. Sarah Katanis at 6'4 with Eli Craig on him. Right now, Scott running through their offense, being very deliberate in the passing game. Trying to make his move is Carter Eaton. He goes to Lowe. His 2nd attempt at a shot is rejected, but Montez Gay is going to pick up that foul. That's a 2nd on Clark in this quarter. He will send to the free throw line A.J. Lowe, and this guy really must have grown, Bobby, since they printed this roster. They had him at 5'9". I walked down on the floor and looked him eye to eye. And I'm not 5'9", and he's pushing 200 pounds.
You're 5'9 and a quarter. Now he's 6'1 or 2.
Yeah, he's a big, healthy guy. He makes both free throws here. Cards with the ball in a tie game. 30 seconds, clock rolling. Ashford across midcourt. Got to step on the defense. Try to underhand runner as he just took it off the drive without pulling up. He cradled it to the rim and drew the foul.
Aiden Coleman.
On Coleman.
Yeah, he beat Coleman to the bucket and got hot trying to put it up. So Malachi on the line trying to break this tie.
Ashford's free throw. It's good. Gives the Cardinals a 1-point lead. Gay and Gaines come out. Hamp Taylor checks in. Also returning, Eli Craig, or Breland Morrison, excuse me. 12-point-per-game average for Malachi Ashford. He makes both free throws here. A very good free throw shooter on the season, 80%. Clock at 20. Scott beats the press with problems. They throw up a three, and it's missed. Air ball coming away with it. Morrison bounce pass to Ashford. At the rim, tried to finish. Couldn't do it. Batted around. He kept it alive. Breland Morrison engaged down there with Lowe. And now Sarah Katanis with 2 seconds. He's not going to get a shot off. Or will he? Yes, he did. He worked his way to the goal, and they're going to count it. He tied it up when he had it top of the key with 2 seconds. His 6-4 stride, he got to the rim to tie it up. We're tied 14-all. Played one quarter, second quarter play coming your way in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Well, the Scott crowd got excited as Sarah Katanis tied it up at 14-all. We start the second quarter. GRC with the basketball. Morrison, Hampton, Taylor, Craig, and Ashford on the floor. Man-to-man by Scott. Hamp Taylor throws it right wing to Rashawn Hampton. He goes straight away to Malachi Ashford. Looks over his shoulder. Coleman on him. Ashford, left-hand pass to Eli Craig. He's got a 6'6 guy on him. Eli got by him, threw up a runner, and it rimmed out. Boy, GRC is missing at the rim.
That's the fourth right layup that is curled off.
Scott with the ball. Here's a steal by Hampton. He just took it away in the front court. Driving. Got to the rim. Banked that one in. Third fast break bucket for the Cards. Fourth turnover by Scott. Hampton with 6 in the game to pace GRC in this contest. Dylan Giffen with a runner. Boy, that little leaner. He just put it over Breland Morrison, who was jumping high.
Well, and he was able to split a trap there to get it off.
16 all is the score. Played a minute in the second. Ashford got to the right elbow. Kick it out to Breland Morrison. His three, good. He gets some, they said a silent 25, but he's steady. He's been averaging 13, 14 a game, Bob, all year.
And a heck of a defender as well.
Sure is. High post pass to A.J. Lowe. They split two off of him. Bounce it out there to Huelsman at 6'6". Left side, he goes to Giffen. Backdoor cut, nothing there. Sarah Katanis comes off the curl. Craig guarding him. Eli stayed with him. They throw it in the post. Now they're going to reset out on top. Giffen with the ball behind the back dribble. He and Morrison. Rashawn Hampton and Morrison switch off. Sarah Katanis, their leading scorer at 14 a game. He's got it between the circle. He's a senior. Got to the foul line. Goes to Giffen. Giffen bumped by Hampton. And a good ball movement by Scott as Sarah Katanis raises. Missed the shot. Hampton with his fourth rebound for GRC. Off to Ashford. Trailing the play. Rashawn steps into a three and hit it. Way out on the floor. He timed it beautifully.
Yeah, he got the pass and went straight up and nailed it.
9 in the game for Rashawn Hampton. Low, left wing. He's been in there a few minutes, and he shot his fourth shot, and he hadn't made one yet. Hamp Taylor with the rebound. Off to Ashford in a hurry. Checked in the front court. Goes to Rashawn Hampton. Another three ball. This one missed. He hit the deck. Cards now 2 of 5 from behind the arc, but they lead 22-16. Scott gets it in the front court. Coach Cook irritated with a foul call there. He thought his guy got ran over.
Yeah, he
thought he stood his ground.
Yeah, he split.
Eli did.
He split a tight trap, and the ball was dislodged as he was trying to weave through there, and official made the call. Ball underneath Scott's basket out of bounds.
Coach Cook getting his point across. Eli Craig goes out after picking up that blocking foul. J.P. Gaines in for the Cards. Scott with the ball. Ashford just all over. And in the backcourt, they're going to call a turnover. And Coach Cook, he's giving an attaboy to Malachi Ashford. Forced the turnover, Bob.
Right in front of the GRC bench. He cuffed it a little bit too high, one time too many. Cards up six with the ball.
Ashford crosses midcourt. Threw his leg dribble, and then he carried it. These guys, you know, it's kind of, it's been the end thing, and it has for quite a while. Put the ball between your legs when you're crossing hands. Both times we've seen it create turnovers. It doesn't always happen, by all means. Just here we saw it again, between the leg dribble. Going to his right, to his left. Driving left, Evans, trying to get space, pushing off with Ashford. Three-point shot set there by Giffen. Kept alive, but here's Ashford with the rebounded miss. Throws it the length of the court.
Jeez.
Morrison missed. That's the fifth layup the Cards have missed in this game. Evans double-teamed, and J.P. Gaines put him to the floor. And no doubt about that foul. First on Gaines, second on the Cards in the second quarter.
Cards are going to start converting at the goal, and they'll be in relatively good shape. But right now they're still up six and have missed five right at the goal.
Scott High with the ball underneath their basket. Maddox Campbell gets his first action as J.P. Gaines goes out picking up the foul. Into the post, kick it out to A.J. Lowe. Lowe, who shot four times, looks like he wants another one. He did. He's 0 for 5. Rebounded there by Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn hit number 5 for him. That's rebounds. He's going to walk it up. Card set 2 at the elbow. Campbell and Gay. Rashawn Hampton drives the basket, lost it out of bounds. Turnover, GRC, empty possession.
Yeah, you work that hard to get a good defensive rebound and then come down and lose it going up for the shot out of bounds.
Cards keep pressure on. John Evans with Malachi Ashford on him in the backcourt. Evans needs to bring it up, runs into a double team, scoop it over to Giffen. Coach Cook wants him to close quickly. Out over to Giffen. Back steal by Gay. He got him blindsided. Montez, right wing, keeps the dribble, looking, angles off. Now straight away to Morrison. Morrison gives it off to Ashford. Cards looking to run a half-court set. Screen down, pop out Hampton. Found Gay on the baseline. Ooh. Montez hangs, shoots, scores. Love that double pump.
Hang what a hesitation move as a defender was flying past him. Eight straight for the Cards. They lead 24-16 here at 3:30 mark.
Seven in the game for Gay. Here's Dylan Giffen for Scott. He hands it off to Sarah Katanis. He wants a screen. Rashawn Hampton fights over the top. Sarah Katanis, a lot of dribbling, feeds Giffen his three ball. That rolls in from the left baseline. First three of the night by Scott. They are now 1 of 7.
Yeah, and they've taken good shots. They just hadn't had any luck till that one. But
well, and that guy coming off the bench jacked up five shots, and he played about 2 minutes and didn't make a one.
Yeah.
Cards turn it over, back-to-back empty trips. That's five turnovers by each club. And horn sounds. Eli Craig comes in. Breland Morrison out. Cards have Craig, Ashford, Campbell, Gay, and Hampton on the floor. Again, trying to get space is Evans, and he's pushing off. He's Malachi Ashford's going to get the foul. His first, team third, as the Scott High team applauding in the crowd. But I'm telling you, he's holding that offhand. He's trying to get space off Gay. He misses at the rim. Gay got the rebound, throws a long pass. Rashawn Hampton at the rim, right hand. He missed the layup. Giffen throws it on the baseline. Evans, jump stop, back to Giffen. Shoots the three.
Got it.
All of a sudden, this game getting tighter. Back-to-back threes by Giffen.
Yeah, you've got to convert on one end at the basket in order to withstand those threes on the other end.
2.5 minutes to play before halftime. Cards with the ball up 24-22. Ashford angles off right of the circle. Hampton, they overplay the passing lane. Rashawn can't get it on the right wing. Malachi pulls it out on the dribble. Looking at him is John Evans at 6'2". They go on top. Eli Craig return it back to Ashford. Got a step left of the lane. His runner blocked out of bounds, and the crowd really roaring. One of the seniors said his biggest high school moment, and it was a manager, was beating GRC on senior night.
Well,
so maybe he's trying to be a prophet tonight.
One thing about it, we're in a game here at the two-minute mark in the second quarter, up by a mere two.
Inbound pass to Morrison. Ball fake. Took the baseline. Elevates. Got it and one. That's a beautiful out-of-bounds play. The guy that throws the ball inbounds steps in. You fake him the handoff, and if the baseline's there, you take it. And Breland did.
And Scott Frohmeyer just threw his hands up. He knew.
He saw that coming.
You know, he saw it coming, and the and-one opportunity could stretch this thing back out to five, which it does.
Breland Morrison playing sparingly in this first half, but he's having a whale of a game. 10 points already. Evans, straight away they go to Giffen. Left side, three-point shot up by Sarah Katanis that hits it. He's averaging 14 a game. He's got five in this contest.
Their last three baskets have netted 9 points. You got to hand it to them. They're lighting it up from the arc.
Coach Frohmeyer wearing that blue suit, white shirt, and a tie, telling his team to come out and pressure him. Eli Craig raises with a three off the Ashford pass. It's in and out. Going the other way. Eagles have the ball. Minute and a half to play before half. Double team on Giffen. They move it quickly over Sarah Katanis. Shoots for the lead. He missed it. Kept alive in the paint. Little leaner. In and out. Gay pulls it down for GRC. Looks for an outlet pass. Finds Ashford. Malachi between the circle with a minute 15 to go in the first half. GRC up two. They bring up Gay way out on the floor. He's being guarded there by Evans. Montez, top of the key, picks it left of the lane, ball fake, spinning, shooting, banked it up and in.
Used that board there, and that made the difference.
Like that footwork, too. Here's Evans, bounce pass, left it on the baseline. Giffen has it, stepping out on him, Hamp Taylor. Good job defensively there. Now looks like Scott's going to spread the floor, run the passing game. Craig out on top on John Evans. Ashford's had him most of the game, and Eli Craig got the steal. Lob pass to Ashford. Shot up. Got it. Good fast break triggered by the Craig steal.
Yeah, anticipation there out on the floor led to the six-point lead.
They wanted to spread the floor and telegraphed his pass. Eli Craig got him off guarding. Now they kick it out. Shot from three. Put up. Not there. Rebounded by Breland Morrison for the Cards. And now GRC can take the last shot. Okay. Scott shot that a little early in the clock.
Yeah, sure did.
Here's Ashford. He angles off to the left. He could reach out and touch Coach Frohmeyer. Drives in. All the way under the basket. They say he ran out of room. He stepped on the end line. He was trying to send Eli Craig for a three at the top of the key. Instead, Cards turn it over.
2 seconds to go.
Giffen has it. Launched it. Length of the floor. He hit the backboard, and that's as good as they can do. First half. It's a good one. As Scott High School here on senior night playing inspired basketball. But it's GRC leading at halftime here by a score of 31-25. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. 2-minute break when we return. Halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I am happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you.
At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Halftime at Scott High School, the Eagles senior night. GRC provides a competition here in boys action, and the Cardinals lead here at halftime over the Eagles of Scott High School by a score of 31-25. A game that was tied 14-all at the end of the first quarter on a driving layup by Scott's Sarah Katanis. He scored with 2.1 seconds to go in the first quarter to tie this thing up 14-all, and GRC got up with a pretty good lead, but back-to-back threes cut into that Cardinal lead greatly, Bob. But GRC is able to bounce back, and they lead by six at half.
Yeah, how about back-to-back-to-back? Their last 9 points were all from the arc, and yet the Cards got the last two buckets of the half to have a six-point lead in third intermission. But trust us, folks, they've had to earn it.
Sure have, and when you look at these teams, each coach has played eight players. All players have contributed in this game. Coach Cook talked about coming up here north and playing basketball, playing a different style. The officials, they maybe call a little differently up here. They tolerate a little more hand-checking out front. That's what I've seen. At the rim, and a couple of them were fake, but albeit playoff, because that's when you set your press.
Set your press and put the other team under duress, knowing that they have to face that pressure. And that doesn't mean they won't be successful.
Right.
But the fact that that's in their minds, and when they've had that press set, they have gotten three or four steals on that thing. And yet that doesn't mean they have necessarily converted on the other end. But you're right. You gotta make them take, get it set.
Yeah. If not, I mean, you're hustling back on defense when you're missing at the rim, because most of your guys are under the basket. So Cardinals haven't been able to employ that press. They haven't abandoned it. They just haven't made those layups like they normally do in order to allow them to set the press. It's 31 halftime with GRC leading Scott High School. Looking at some of the team numbers in the ballgame, I said each coach played eight guys. GRC 2-for-6 from three-point shooting, while Scott High School, they are 3-of-11 from behind the arc. Each team with six turnovers in this ballgame, each on second chance scoring. Fast breaks, 7-edge for GRC. Line. Both teams have made everything they've shot. Cards have gone 3-of-3, while Scott High School, they are 4-of-4. Halftime here at senior night at Taylor Mill, Kentucky, in Kenton County. Scott High School is the site. Cards lead 31-25 in boys action. We will take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have individual stats as the halftime show rolls on in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team, they lead here at halftime over Scott High School. The Eagles on the Eagles senior night. Halftime score 31-25. It was 14-14 at the end of one quarter. 31-25 here at the half. Both teams have played eight players. Gave you the team stats. Here's some of the individual stats for Scott High School. Dylan Giffen leading in scoring. He's got 8 points, a pair of threes, and a basket all in the second quarter. Six scored in the game by Connor Giffen. They've got a couple of Giffens on this team. 5 points for Zarek Sarakatanis. He's their leading scorer on the season. 4 points for John Evans, the point guard. 2 free throws for A.J. Lowe. You've also had the big man, 6'5 and 6'6. Carter Eaton and Austin Huelsman both played but failed to score. For the Cardinals at GRC, Breland Morrison with 10 points in the first half of play. He's also got a block shot, 3 rebounds. Rashawn Hampton, 5 rebounds. He's got 9 points. He's hit a three-pointer in this contest as well. Other scoring points for Malachi Ashford. He's got a couple of steals. Montez Gay, 4 points and a block shot. 2 points for J.P. Gaines. You also have Maddox Campbell, Hampton Taylor, and Eli Craig, all that have played, but have failed to score. Bobby, where our position is, second level, across from the Cardinal bench, so we're down toward the end, not at midcourt. It'll be interesting to see this, see if we play better on this end at the rim. Missing 6 layups, just, and there was a contested defense and a couple of fringle rolls, but I want to watch them down here.
Well, the athleticism of GRC is getting the ball to the rack, and I don't think you're going to see 6 misses this half. And you've got young men by the name of J.P. Gaines and Montez Gay who can bring it in close.
Shooting a high percentage.
Oh, yeah, and then Montez for sure has done the work on the boards, but I think they'll be a little more efficient near the rim.
We'll take our final 30-second break. Action after this brief message.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Second half play gets underway at Scott High School with the basketball. To begin this second half, GRC with the 31-25 lead. Cards go man-to-man. Scott driving in off the dribble drive and a shot put up and in. Connor Giffen, he's got 8 in the game. Cardinals have Ashford, Gay, Hampton, Morrison, and Gaines in the game. Lob pass, they throw over the defense. Montez couldn't get it. Going to the floor, Sarkatanis, he got the steal. Up in the front court, lob down on the blocks. Hey, just like that, back-to-back buckets by Scott High.
Yeah, back to a two-point margin here. GRC yet to get a shot, giving up 2 at the rim.
Cards run a motion game, half-court set, man-to-man by Scott. They abandon that zone. Hampton, mid-range jumper on the baseline, good. Trailing the play, and he got there late with John Evans, and Rashawn drilled it.
Well, he got him. He nailed it.
Here's the press by GRC. Then it got a deflection and nearly stepping on the end line. Now a steal by Gaines. Put it up and in.
There you go. You can set the defense when you get the score.
Cards offering pressure. Here's another pick. Freeland Morrison between the legs. Got to the paint. Power dribble. Put it up.
Oh,
put it in.
Strength. And here's a timeout.
Cards just beating Scott with their strength. And Scott matching them man-to-man as far as size in the paint. Time on the floor. Bobby's got a message.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
6:36 to go here in this third quarter of play. GRC has come out after Scott scored back-to-back buckets. The Cards have forced two turnovers. They have scored in transition buckets and then an rebound putback second chance opportunity.
Yeah, they answered those first two quick ones with six quick ones of their own to expand this lead back out to eight.
After the 30-second timeout by Scott High School, it'll be Montez Gay, Breland Morrison, Rashawn Hampton, Malachi Ashford, J.P. Gaines on the floor, and here come the Cards with a 1-2-1-1 full court press. Gaines on the ball. Dylan Giffen inbounds. Evans takes it right back. Three passes. They get it in the front court. Driving in. They beat GRC back, but then that's going to be a travel. Rashawn Hampton came from behind after Montez Gay. I like the way he presented in the paint.
Oh, exactly. Yes, sir. Did a nice job there. That ball fake got him in trouble, and they were able to create the walk out of it.
J.P. Gaines driving. Got a step on Carter Eaton. Runner. Oh. Not there. There's a layup at the rim. Didn't go down. Throw it in the front court. Evans, spot up three. Left wing, good, right in front of his team.
That was a big one to get him right back in it.
So three passes and 3 points off that John Evans three. He's got seven in the game. Cards with the ball up five. Ashford driving. Bank shot, put it up and in. He went one-on-one with Evans and said, you can't stay with him.
One-on-one and got hammered, too.
He did. Hit the deck, no call. Here's Gaines going for a steal. Came up drive. He shut down Sarkantanis, who goes left side to Giffen. Rashawn Hampton running, jump, and a travel. 10 turnovers, four here, Bobby, in the first 3.5 minutes.
They just keep you right. No, you're fine. When they're able to run and jump, they just keep the offense a little uncomfortable, and turnovers result.
They run the weave. Cardinals do. Bounce pass down the paint. Put it up. Put it in.
Beautiful.
They ran the weave, and instead of fighting over they tried to fight over the top instead of switch, and Montez Gay had a mismatch, and he just powered it up and in.
Boy, just a beautiful bounce pass, a quick bounce pass from Braylon Morrison right at the top of the key, perfectly positioned. Montez got it, put it up in a heartbeat, and drew the harm.
6 points in the game for the 6'4 freshman. Shot up and missed it. Cards were 3-for-12 or something like that, I believe, last night at the free throw line. And it started off, made everything here. Here's a steal by Rashawn Hampton. Took it away. 3-on-2. Jump, stop, put it up, put it in, draw the foul. He cupped the ball as he got to the left block with a jump stop move. Let the player blow by, fouling, put it in.
He blew by, but got him on the way by, and that strength with that strong left hand was able to give the Cards their biggest lead at 11 at this moment.
Hampton wanting more. Rashawn's free throw is good. He's got 14 points in the game. Sarkantanis floats it over. Evans in a double team right in front of Coach Fromar. Tough spot. Bounce pass to Lowe. Lowe's pass is deflected, skipping it from left to right. Ball caught by Giffen. He launched a three. Not there. They kept it alive. Another chance. Top of the key. Long 25-footer. Good out there. John Evans hits his second three in this quarter. And right now, Scott High School, 5 of 14 behind the arc. Cards with the ball, up 9. Out Malachi Ashford on the right wing, dribbling with the right hand. Takes Evans baseline. Evans shut him down to go straight away to Morrison. Morrison wants to get rid of it. Malachi Ashford has it on the wing. Ball fake, driving, hangs, shoots, contact, no call, batted around. J.P. Gaines couldn't get it. He tried to pry it loose, and here comes Scott High. Malachi Ashford got the steal, feeds Gaines, put it in. Ashford with his third steal.
Just pesky, quick hands, very athletic, backed up to an 11-point lead.
7 points in fast break scoring for the Cards here. Asar Quintanis drains a three-point shot right at the top of the circle. Cardinals shoot at the other end. Missed the shot by Hampton. Rebounded Scott. Here they come. Midway through this third quarter. Eagles pass on the right of the circle. Sarkantanis has it. Breland Morrison edges out on him. Handed off between the circle with it. Giffen dribbling. Rashawn Hampton switches off with Morrison. Giffen throws it on the baseline. Lowe likes to shoot. He can't do it here. Gaines shut him down. Throw it out to Giffen. His three is missed. Carter kept it alive, and it's a three-point opportunity. Throw it down the paint, and shot put up and a foul on Breland Morrison. As the smaller Dylan Giffen, pretty cagey, as he got Morrison on his hip, put it up, and actually forced the contact.
Yeah, a little quick ball fake there, and then sort of jumped into him as he went up on the low block.
Giffen at the foul line. He rolls this free throw in.
Hey,
he has 9 points in the game.
They're staying attached with their long-range shooting.
They're 6 of 16, shooting a three. Giffen with another free throw, and he made them both. 6 of 6 is the Scott team at the foul line, so that's been a help to them as well. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Cards with the ball. Ashford pass on the right wing to Hampton. Gets a screen, pick and roll. Hampton to Gaines. J.P. elevated, put it in.
Hampton, the beautiful pass to J.P. who had gotten position on the low block. 48-40 Cards.
Gaines with 8 in the game, 6 in this quarter. Driving in. Coleman, kick it out. Evans, he's had a hot hand. This one rimmed in and out. Rebound taken by Maddox Campbell, who checked in at the dead ball. Down the middle of the floor, Malachi Ashford between the circle, holds up the dribble. Inside of 3 minutes to play in the third, Cards with a ball and up 8. Hampton feeds it in the paint. J.P. Gaines tried a power dribble to get separation. He kept the ball low, but I believe, speaking of low, low fouled him, A.J. Lowe. Now they're going to put it on Coleman, his second, third of the quarter.
Cards up 8, 2:40 left in the third. Ball out of bounds underneath their own basket.
Ashford to throw it in, man-to-man by Scott. They're going to try to feed it in to Hampton, and taking it away is Scott High School. Cards have turned it over 8 times, while Scott, they have 13 miscues. Nearly threw it away again. Coleman out near midcourt. Ashford on him, angles off to the right, runs it down right of the lane, picked up the dribble. Ashford tightens up, floated out on top. Dylan Giffen trying to shake Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn with a back tip, and they're going to call a foul on Hampton. A late whistle, may have been the right call, but a little late, and Hampton picks up his first foul, team second. Scott will have the ball underneath their goal. 48-40, Cards leading. Eli Craig comes in, Malachi Ashford out. The Cards have Craig, Campbell, Morrison, Gaines, and Hampton in the contest. Inbound pass goes to Coleman, right wing. Craig steps out on him, straight away to Lowe. Maddox Campbell on him. Shot put up by Lowe, missed it. Campbell got the rebound in the paint. Lays down a dribble. Maddox looking for an outlet pass. Two-hand pass in the front court to Craig. Craig with a mismatch, needs help, finds Gaines. Now goes out on top. Hampton has it inside of 2 minutes here in the third, and the clock rolling. Hampton, top of the key, drives left to the lane, drew a double team, threw it up, and he hits the deck as Lowe is down there with him. As Rashawn playing hard, he's on the deck and being given assistance up, shaken up on the play, but he will limp to the foul line as Lowe picked up the foul. And again, he's
a monster.
Very, very sturdy built guy.
Yeah, he looks like he's 215, 220, a little over 6 foot, maybe as much as 6'1 or 2. And he's holding his wrist also, so yeah. That was a pretty tough collision under the basket.
Rayshon at the foul line. He's made his only free throw attempt this evening, and he rolls, puts this one up and in. 15 points in the game for the 5'11 senior guard for GRC, and he adds a card lead. He's trying to make it double digits here. Free throw up. It is good. Card back up by 10.
50-40, 1:49 left in the third.
Pressure by GRC. Scott, they get it in the front court, left to the circle. Now they skip pass, diagonal to the right side. Sarkantanis bluffed to three, over to Giffen. Giffen's three is shot short, tried to run his own rebound, it missed down. It goes out of bounds, and the Cards will get it and need to bring it the length of the floor. And Scott hasn't offered much pressure, and they just offer token here as Rayshon Hampton beat Giffen in the front court, and Giffen tripped him up.
Inadvertent.
Yeah. And Rashawn's kind of like, come on, man, what are you doing? We were at midcourt. I was nowhere near the goal. Why are you fouling me here? And that's going to be the fifth foul on Scott in the quarter. So Rayshon will go to the free throw line after just dropping two free throws in. He goes there with no Cardinals on the foul lane as his left-handed shot is up and it rolls in.
1:28 remaining. Cards up 11 with one more free throw.
Scott High School with five baskets in this 5.5 minutes. Thing about it is, three of those baskets have been three-point shots. Rayshon goes one of two at the line here. Scott with the ball, bringing it up. Cards up 11. Eagles have it in the front court. Hampton steps out on Evans, who dribbles to the right side, passes, and then cuts through. Didn't get it. Go high post. Shot put up by Huelsman. He missed it at the right elbow, 15 feet. Hampton with a rebound. He's got a half a dozen. Driving, shooting. Shot blocked at the rim by the 6'6 Huelsman. He hands it off to Evans. Evans crosses midcourt with a minute to play here in the third. They run the weave, and there's going to be some traveling. Giffen to Giffen. And for some reason or other, the Scott High School fans disdain that call. But
Rayshon Hampton provided the uncomfortable deal by pressing him.
I mean, I don't know what they thought. Maybe he wasn't supposed to guard him. I don't know. But anyway, Rayshon goes out. Eli Craig in. Hampton goes over to Gay. Montez trying to work the left side of the lane. Cut off there by Huelsman. Huelsman a couple inches taller. Montez determined to put it up, but he couldn't finish at the rim. Good defense.
Yeah, good defense and a good effort, but it just didn't fall again.
Evans feeds over. Sarkantanis, a three. It's going to ball almost rested on the top of the backboard in the brace. Coming out, Austin Huelsman. One of the five seniors on this team, replaced by a 6'5 senior, Carter Eaton. Cards will walk it up with 20 seconds to go in the third, up 11. Ashford dribbles from the right, picked up the dribble, finds Gaines, takes it right back. Montez Gay's got a mismatch. He's got a guy at 5'8 on him down in the blocks. Ashford trying to look for him. Coach Cook says, dribble it this way. Craig has it, back to Ashford, ball fake. Defender goes flying by, and a shot at the horn is missed from three as we play three quarters, and it's a Card still leading. GRC on top here as we move into the fourth quarter. It's a Cardinals 51 and the Eagles 40. We'll be back, fourth and final quarter, coming up in 1 minute here on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you. Grow up with you and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
I can believe it. Fourth quarter about to get underway. The Cardinals leading 51-40 in the game. Rashawn Hampton, 17 points, 7 rebounds, couple of steals. 8 in the game for Malachi Ashford, 6 in the game for Montez Gay. 8 scored by J.P. Gaines, 12 for Breland Morrison. 3 other Cards have played but failed to score. Ashford in a hurry, drives in and tried to throw it behind him. Picked up by Sarkentinis. He drives and missed the layup. Bumped by Morrison as he got to the rim off the turnover. Now they're going to say Rashawn Hampton got him. First of the fourth quarter, second on Rashawn in the game. Sarkentinis makes the free throw. 9 points in the game. Coleman goes out. They bring Dylan Giffen back in. So their three top scorers are in for Scott. One of them at the foul line, Sarkentinis, and he missed that free throw, and Gay with a rebound. He's got a half a dozen in this game. Ashford walks it up, angles off to the right, screen down, pop out Gaines, hands it off to Breland Morrison, bounce pass off the dribble, right blocks, spinning is Montez Gay, double team, then he threw it away on the pick. Here's Giffen driving, shooting. He couldn't finish. Carter couldn't get it at the rim. Gay blocked the shot, and the fans are hot, and the official says, hold it. Let's call the foul. Two free throws coming. They're going to put the foul on Breland Morrison, his second, team second. And that time, Scott High just, they had numbers, Bobby, and they battled the offensive boards.
That's exactly right, and rightly so. They're on the line for two.
They had numbers down the floor. First point of the game by Carter, one of the senior frontline players for this Scott High Eagle team. This one comes off. Montez Gay cradles a rebounded miss, hands it off to Rashawn Hampton. Cards walk it up with a 9-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Minute deep. Hampton, pop out Gay straight away. Montez returned it to Rashawn. Man-to-man by Scott. Cards kind of spreading the floor. Morrison way here on the left wing as Rashawn takes it right back near midcourt in front of the Cardinal bench. Montez Gay offers a high ball screen. Here's Hampton. Got the switch off. Step back three on the way. Missed the shot. Battle for the board. Ashford has it. Ball fake. Double team. Kick it out. Gay, he's taking it baseline and his feet taken out from under him as he takes a tumble on the floor, and Eaton Carter got him on the baseline. You know, Bobby, sometimes guys don't like that mid-range jumper.
Not at all. Not at all.
But he was trying to get it closer to the basket. 30-second timeout called as Cards with a 9-point lead.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that is easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Well, the Cardinals call their first time out of the ball game here in the fourth quarter. There's 6:42 to play in the game. GRC with the ball and a 9-point lead underneath their goal. Coach Cook's got some nifty out-of-bounds plays. You wonder if he called the timeout here to set one of these up.
Yeah, but one time we tried to throw a tight, it turned into a turnover.
Here's a screen and open up, and they reject J.P. Gaines' shot at the rim. Good defensive play by Carter. Trailing the play. Giffen has it. 10-footer in transition, missed the shot. Gay with a rebound for the Cards. Off to Ashford. Malachi, right side of the floor. Keeps a dribble. Throws it baseline. Rashawn, three ball on its way. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Gaines, he shovels it out to Morrison. He hit a three.
That is an absolute backbreaker for the homestanding Eagles because they've had their chances here.
Double team out in the front court. High post pass goes to Giffen. Kick it out to Evans. He's been a three-point specialist. Ashford knows that and steps out on him. Pass to the high post. Cut to the basket. Giffen couldn't handle it. They threw it to the high post, and Carter had it at the foul line, right elbow, and a nice backdoor cut, but they turn it over. 15 turnovers by Scott.
Pass just a little air at 5:54 left. Cards up 12 with the ball.
Ashford walks it in the front court, gets a double stack on the high post. It's Gay and Hampton. Malachi right of the circle, feeds Gaines. JP deep in the right corner. He can reach out and touch Coach Cook. He puts it on the floor, comes out on top to Hampton. Rayshon with a step on the defense, missed at the rim. But he's going to try to get the steal, couldn't save it. Coming away with it, Giffen. Throws it all the way, the length of the floor, and a bucket at the rim. Put up and in by Connor Giffen. 12 in the game for him.
Beat the pressure on that one, but almost a steal on the other end by the Cards.
Scott Hyde, they're hanging around, and their fans are really pushing them on. Gaines hands it off to Morrison, top of the key. Breland, left of the lane. Hangs, shoots, and they wave it off. He scored at the rim, but they're saying he was fouled as he made his one-on-one move after taking the handoff from Gaines on the wing, on the curl. Second foul as a team. They're not going to say a shooting foul. Cards have the ball underneath their goal, up 10. Little over five to play. Hampton and Gaines, screen, throw it out. Rayshon got it, got a step on Giffen. Driving in, hang, double pump, too strong. Gay with a rebound. He stripped as he tried to go up. And a coy grin over the face of John Evans as he knew he was the last one to touch it.
Yeah.
He was hoping it would go the other way.
He was thinking that.
GRC with the ball. J.P. Gaines fakes the handoff to Ashford as he takes the inbound pass. J.P. trying to drop step on the baseline. Up and under, not there. Morrison got it, put it up and in.
Boy, what quick hands. What quick hands. He was not in position for that steal, but he got it.
In the front court, here's Scott High. They try to run a pick and roll, and a picked off pass is all that is. Montez Gay with the steal. Over to Ashford. Ashford at the foul line, pulls it back out on the dribble, keeps the dribble alive, crosses over, spinning, got in the paint, little floater, yeah, put it in.
Biggest lead of the game, 58-44, 4:22 left, Cards on a roll.
Double digits by Ashford in the game, he's got 10. Sarkantanis with a ball fake, J.P. Gaines bit it, and then Sarkantanis went by him, and Gaines fouled him, hitting the floor. Second on Gaines. Third on the GRC team. It'll be Scott High with the ball underneath their goal. Low back in for the Eagles. Lob pass. Nobody home. Hampton with a steal. 2-on-1. Ashford to Hampton. At the rim. Got it in and drew the foul. And Sarkantanis wanted to show some sportsmanship and help Rayshon up, who has been on that floor at least three times in this second half of play. He's trying to shake a stinger off that left hand and that left arm.
Yeah, it's again an errant pass out of bounds underneath their own basket. He took it all the way and got hammered as he was trying to put it up. He's still grimacing quite a bit.
He'll stay at the line. They're not taking him out. He's going to shoot the free throw, but it didn't even draw iron. And Coach Cook saying, we got to get him out. So, Rayshon, we hope that injury is very short-lived, but Eli Craig checks in the meantime. Rayshon left with 19 points scored in the game.
Boy, he's been a burner.
Scott in transition, kick it out, three-pointer on the way. Sarkantanis hits it. He's hit another three, but Card still with the ball and a 13-point lead. Gay angles off to the right in the front court, keeps his dribble. Draws Sarkantanis with him, drives in, dump it off to J.P. Gaines.
That's a big.
Missed at the rim, a late foul as the Cardinal fans up screaming, saying, where's the foul? And the whistle did come, momentarily delayed by some postulating, I'm sure, and he said, well, let's call the foul.
Yeah, there was no way he was going to miss a one-footer on one side of the lane by 2 feet over the rim. That.
J.P. made the free throw.
Wow.
Some things just didn't add up.
Yeah, that's right.
Gaines at the line for one more. trying to get into double figures. He can't do it. It rolls off. 9 in the game for Gaines. He's averaging 8.5 a contest. Scott trying to get back in this one is they're going to call Gaines for the foul as he tried to play post defense, stepped up from the baseline. And that's a third on Gaines, team fourth. Lob pass, Sarkatanis with a three, missed it. Shot picked off by Ashford, behind the back dribble, cards 3-on-2. Ashford still dribbling, looking for a trailer. Rayshon Hampton's not there. He's on the bench. Ashford, stop and go move. Drives it in. Evans just bear hugs him, and are they going to call a foul? Evans looks like in a perplexed look of disbelief, says, are you calling that a foul? Well, bear hugs usually are. I think those are allowed in pro wrestling.
Scott Frohmeyer pleading his case.
It does. He's down at the end of the scorer's table. And the official, you can see the way the official said, hey, he had both hands around him. Malachi Ashford makes the free throw here. 11 points in the game. The Cardinal point guard, he's 3-for-3 at the foul line, shooting 79.6% on the season. Mm. He drops both free throws in. GRC not offering to press as they drop back with 3:15 to go in the game, leading 63-47. Scott brings it up, uncontested. Cards playing a little zone. 1-2-2 with Montez Gay out on top. Coach Frohmeyer notices that, tells his team to run the passing game, drop it on the blocks, getting space, putting a shot up, missed it, and a foul's going to be on Eli Craig. Craig, trying to guard a guy 3 inches taller, found himself down on the back line of that 1-2-2, and it's going to put Carter at the line for 2 free throws. He's 1-of-2 on the evening. The Cards at 5 fouls each by each club. So both teams in the two-shot shooting foul situation. Free throw made by Carter Eaton. Has another one coming.
He averages about 6 a game, so he's definitely right there.
Billy missed the free throw there, and they're going to say Sarkatanis over the back in the... An unpopular call to this fan base.
Especially on senior night with a big crowd.
And they're going to let Montez Gay jog down to the end of the floor and shoot free throws. So not a player control to where it would go as a turnover. They call him with a foul, and Montez Gay will go to the free throw line as this crowd still vocally expressing their displeasure. Gay's free throw is good. Montez in this ball game, 7 points, 8 boards. Just under 3 minutes to play. Cards looking to add to the lead. Montez at the line, free throw up, good. What a polished freshman he is. I love his footwork down on the block. We had him on Cardinal Connection, Bobby, and said, is that instinctive? He said, no, he works on that in practice.
Well, I tell you what, he's got him up 17, their biggest lead of the night.
Scott with a ball in the front court, a nice give and go, filling the lane, flashing the gap, and scoring at the rim is Huelsman. And full timeout taken by GRC as Scott found a hole in that zone and flashing, filling the lane, the 6'6 Huelsman. Timeout, we'll be back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
2:41 to play here in the game at Scott High School in a refurbished gym. Cardinals of George Rogers Clark leading 65-50 here on senior night. After that timeout, Craig, Gaines, Gay, Ashford, and Morrison on the floor. Malachi got a step on Coleman. Coleman stripped him, but a foul called, and it'll stop the clock with 2:29 to play, and Malachi Ashford will go to the free throw line and take his 4 of 4 shooting there with him.
You clear the right side of the floor for Malachi and put Kamen Coleman on him, and he's going to beat him to the rim every time.
Guy's pretty good matchup size-wise. Right. Give you an idea of the size of Coleman if you've seen Malachi Ashford. But Malachi, just really quick first step and got great hands and vision. He makes both free throws here in the Cards, offering a 1-2-2. That's what they were playing earlier, but it was in the half court. They bring it out on the floor now. Low, Sarkentinis has it. Eli Craig steps out on him. Reverse it left side. Coleman, a lot of dribbling. Now he picks it up. Throw it on the baseline. Drop it to Low. He's left to the lane on the blocks. Shot it, put it up and in. He shot 6 shots in the first half. Didn't make any, but he drops this one in here.
Well, it took him 22 seconds to get that shot off, though, here late in the game.
Behind the back dribble. Ashford going one-on-one on Coleman. Coleman won that battle. Malachi lost it as he got pinned behind the backboard. And Coach Cook's going to call a timeout here. So he didn't use any timeouts until we got to this fourth quarter, and now he's used 3. So time on the floor, back after this brief message.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students as staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we're here and at school for your family.
GRC gets the ball underneath, and they attack immediately with Montez Gay finishing at the rim with the left hand.
Got the pass where he could do something with it. One dribble and one strong power move, and back up to 17-point lead.
High post to Low, and he just rolled to the basket after catching it 10 feet out, and he puts a bucket up and in. Cards now looking at Scott High, bringing a full court press on with a minute and a half to play in the game. Cards with the ball, GRC up 15. Ashford picked up, top of the key. Breland Morrison has it, left of the circle. Craig offers a screen, nothing there. Breland dribbling, bringing Sarkentis out there with him. Morrison still dribbling. Needs to attack. He does, got a step on the defense, got to the rim, put it up and in. They're going to give him a little continuation, a blow-by move, and a new guy in the game, Nate Brooks, picks up the foul. Morrison just turned on the Jets.
Well, yeah, he measured him, and he measured him almost all the way out at midcourt, and they cleared the space for him and let him blow to the bucket with the arm.
Breland Morrison, 19 in the game. He missed the free throw there, going for his 20th point. Had he gotten it, that would have been 2 of his last 3 games with 20 points.
He's Coleman, close enough.
Yeah, he's close enough. Coleman passes on the right wing. Shot put up and missed from 3-point range. Kept alive. Coming away with it. Second chance opportunity for Lowe. He tries to bully his way in, and he's finding some success here in the fourth quarter. A.J. Lowe with 3 baskets in this fourth quarter, but it's 30 seconds. Ashford drives it in, draws a double team, kick it out to Gay. Montez 3 off the back iron. Eli Craig over top of the shorter player, got the rebound, wraparound pass. Gay to Morrison at the rim, put it in.
3 passes, 1 bucket.
So Breland Morrison does get the 20-plus as he got a bucket here and a foul at the rim. Eli Craig will pick up that foul at the free throw line. Carson Saylor, he'll shoot a couple. Met Eli Craig's sister today. Told you about that experience riding up here. Very nice. Charming and responsible young lady.
Well, just a tremendous family. And
yeah.
Young Elijah is certainly a good basketball player.
Yeah, it was at the library there. Both free throws missed, and here's Eli's got the ball in the front court with 10 seconds, and the Cards leading 73-57. They're going to pick up win number 22 as Coach Frohmeyer, he's 0-5 against GRC. So the Cards win this one as Scott High School, they fall one game under 500. Their record goes to 11-12. GRC, they move up to 22-1. Good crowd on hand here at Senior Night. The Scott High School Eagles crowd tried to will them to victory, but GRC just too much firepower. Good balance, too.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't think that this would have ended up in a 16-point victory. But it did, and yet there was a lot of intensity. Both coaches out there talking as we speak at midcourt, just talking it over. There's no animosity or anything, just...
Yeah, I thought Scott would give us a game, and they did give a good game, but like you said, the score is a little, I look up the scoreboard and you think, man, I didn't think GRC put them away that solidly.
Up 11 after three, and then they just continued to be efficient and effective in the fourth quarter, getting buckets when they got possession of the ball, and that thing stretched on out to 17 at one point, and so credit the Cards for another strong victory.
22-1 is the record for GRC. They pick up the win. Bobby and I will step aside. 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we will have post-game show coming up. We've got a game summary, stats, and comments all coming up right here on WWKY. Back in a couple of minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Cardinals win over the Eagles of Scott High School here on Senior Night. GRC wins in a final 73-57, a game that was tied at the end of the first quarter, 14-all, and GRC with a hard-fought workers six-point lead at halftime, but second half, Bobby, they extended it out. Cardinals kept scoring more and more every quarter as the game went on.
14, 16, 20, and 22 in the final stanza to win this one by 16. You wouldn't have thought it would have been that strong given the intensity of the opposition and the way it played, but GRC was strong in that second half and left no doubt.
Cardinals keep the winning streak going, now stretches out to 12 games on the in a row is their current winning streak. The record now at 22-1 overall. Scott High School, they go to 11-12 overall, 4-5 against regional play. Looking at some of the team numbers in this ball game, Cardinals of GRC shot 3 of 11 from three-point range. While Scott High School relied on that outside shot, they went 7 of 20. Turnovers in the game, 17 committed by Scott High School. The Cardinals, they committed 9 turnovers, only 3 in the second half. Second chance scoring, it was an 11-4 edge for the GRC Cardinals. Fast break scoring, a 15-11 edge for GRC there. A lot of free throws in this game. Cardinals got the better of it. GRC goes 14 of 19 at the foul line, while Scott High School, they shoot 9 of 14. Individually for Scott High School, their five seniors all played in this ball game. 12 points each by Zarek Sarkantanis and Connor Giffen, at 10 by Dylan Giffen. 8 for A.J. Lowe off the bench. Their two big post players, Carter Eaton and Austin Huelsman, scored 2 points each in the effort. Looking at the Cardinals' scoring line in this one, 21 points for Breland Morrison. Morrison, a second 20-point game. And his second 20-point game in three games played, as Breland gets 21 in this one. 19 points for Rashawn Hampton. We had 14 scored by Malachi Ashford, 10 points Montez Gay, 9 scored by J.P. Gaines. You had Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, and Hamp Taylor. They all played but failed to score. Cardinals win this one 73-57. Step aside for another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here at Scott High School, where the Cardinals win 73-57.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and we've also got head coach Josh Cook. His Cardinal team picks up their 12th win in a row. They are 22-1 overall on the season. This game tonight, Coach, you win this one by 16. You scored more, seemed like every quarter you just kept scoring more points. You had to feel each other out. You say a different style of ball. It is kind of a physical hand-checking style.
Yeah, and you know, we got to be, it's something we're working on. You know, but much respect to Scott High. I mean, they're always a good program.
Good.
You know, I can't predict the future, but they're going to be in the regional tournament, and they're going to be a tough out for someone. So
they
got a lot of good pieces, and they start 5 seniors. They're physical kids. They've seen a lot of basketball. So, you know, we're able to rattle them sometimes, but also, you know, they're going to get some poise and get some decisions back and get comfortable again. And it was really important for us to learn to adjust, play fast when you can, when not, then control the game and get buckets when you needed to.
Yeah, and on senior day and a different time, a couple-hour ride, I mean, there were some elements here. And this was a loud crowd. This crowd supported that club. It was about as loud and as far as a road game, you really had a road game.
It was great. I mean, I was excited for them.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a senior night, and they had a great crowd and a good environment. It's a loud gym. It's hot, you know, which I'm feeling that right now. But it's a great place to play. And I'm really proud of our guys. It's been 3 games in 4 days, and to come in here and play this team on a Friday night, traveling an hour and a half, which is really important.
Yeah.
If you want to be able to play in postseason and advance in the 10th region. Consistently, that regional tournament's at Mason County quite a bit, or up here in Northern Kentucky. So You got to be able to get on the bus, travel an hour and a half, and be ready to play.
You're listening to head coach Josh Cook. Rayshon Hampton went out with about 4 minutes to go in the ball game. I see him down there.
He's okay.
Looks like he's feeling pretty good.
He's
a pretty
okay.
playful guy.
He's fine. He spent a lot of time. I think he's getting ready to be a professional wrestler on the side because he spent
he
a lot of time on the floor, you know, doing high flying acrobatic moves. but he is trying to get to the rim. That's some things we're working on. But I'm also telling him, hey, man, like, you got to stay up on your feet. Like, protect yourself, too. So,
sure.
And it's not, you know, he bumped his wrist a little bit, but that's something that he can take care of the next couple of days and be ready to go next week.
Head coach Josh Cook here. Coach, comment on a couple of salient numbers. You only turned it over three times in the second half, and you outscored them 9-2 in second chance scoring against a team that had three players, 6'5", 6'5", 6'4", 6'3".
Well, it's about shot selection, too. I mean, you know, if you're getting to the paint and you're getting a shot up, you got a chance to get the offensive rebound because you use it as a soft touch. And, you know, whether or not that's, you know, a guy like Malachi who can get to the paint and get his shot up, it gives our guys a chance to get position because they shoot it with soft touch. We got some guys who just fight. I mean, I can't say enough about J.P. Gaines and Montez Gay and,
right.
You know, Maddox Campbell and Hampton, but all did a great job on the glass.
Sure did.
There was a time I put Maddox in, and Maddox, when he got a rebound, you know, you could tell Taylor was tired. He went right in and got two or three rebounds and really helped control the game, put it back where we needed it to be.
And Rayshon got you 7 boards, 5 of those in the first half. Your team only turned it over 3 times in the second half. Didn't really see a lot of pressing by Scott. I think they were relying on half court and try to double team you, but you guys took care of the ball and scored the win. Appreciate you. Time here.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Frederick Douglass coming up. So
yeah, let's get ready for this week. It's going to be a good one.
Let's get them ready. Okay.
All right. Thank you all.
Head coach Josh Cook, his team picks up a win here on the road against Scott High School as they beat Scott by a score of 73-57. That's going to do it for us up here at Taylor Mill, Kentucky. So that's what we've got. Looks like
Monday,
Christian Academy home. Playing the girls, GRC girls. So, hey, that's a treat. They only had 8 home games this year, so if you said, man, I'd like to see those girls play coming Monday, that's what we're going to have. It'll be Christian Academy out of Louisville coming down to play our Cardinal girls team. So that's going to do it. Then Tuesday, Frederick Douglass at home. So the month of February is going to test GRC, the Cardinal boys and the girls. And then we've got a Sacred Heart matchup. I mean, the beat goes on. And number one, Great Crossing coming up for the boys. So,
Big week.
Big week of basketball for the GRC Cardinal team. Be listening to WWKY. Tim Smith, Mornings on Main. He'll keep you up with news and sports information about our broadcast schedule. So that's going to do it. Hayes McMakin, our on-site engineer, Tim, back at the station, our producer. Thank you so much. Bobby Baldwin here with me. Joel Bennett here on this Groundhog Day. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.